10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, she likes sour sweet, I like me sweet tea. And she likes my boots with these blue jeans. And she likes popping buttons on my purse, man. And she likes my cowboy hat. But she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang. When she hears me on the radio, she knows that it's me by the way I sing. She loves me for my twang. Loves me for my twang. Yeah, she likes how good I pick a guitar. And she likes
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Just a black heart attack for you. It's just a black heart.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Serious, so whatever that means, I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it, that I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Pull tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
The Rough Riders road trip continues as we make our way down south and we land in Corpus Christi, Texas, where the Rough Riders make their second and final trip down here to the Coastal Bend. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Whataburger Field. The Rough Riders go for their 10th consecutive victory today, winning 9 in a row, the longest active streak in all of professional baseball. And today they turn to Josh Steven on the mound to help them continue that streak. The 6'3", 185-pound right-hander, 22 years old, out of DeSoto, Texas, went to South Grand Prairie High School in Grand Prairie, Texas. He made one start during this winning streak, going 5 shutout innings, allowing just 2 hits, walking 1 and striking out 3. On the season, he's 1-2 with a 4.82 earned run average, making his 7th start this year. Pitching has been the name of the game for the Rough Riders during this winning streak. It has been phenomenal. A 1.87 ERA as a staff over the last 9 games, including the bullpen, a 1.29 ERA. They have been phenomenal out of the back end. Josh Steven looks to continue what has been a really good stretch on the pitching side for the Rough Riders. They've allowed 4 runs 1 time during this winning streak and no more than 3 in the rest of the 8 games. Opposing Josh Steven, it's the number 10 prospect in the organization for the Astros, Jake Bloss. The 22-year-old is 6'3", 223 pounds, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. He was selected in the 3rd round by the Astros last year out of Georgetown, and he's facing the Rough Riders for the 2nd time this season. He made his AA debut against Frisco a few weeks ago here in this ballpark and really dominated, allowing just 2 base runners on hits across 6 shutout innings, striking out 6. And overall this season with the Hooks, he is making his 6th start on the year, a 1-1 record, a 2.42 earned run average. So it's Josh Steven, the number 17 prospect in the Rangers organization, against Jake Bloss, the number 10 prospect in the Hooks parent club, the Astros organization. Should be a really good pitching matchup for the opener of this 6-game series. Frisco has really dominated Corpus Christi this year. They are 10-2 against the Hooks on the season, and they look to continue what has been a perfect road trip so far after a 7-game sweep in San Antonio. Earlier today, we got a chance to catch up with Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble. He was a fantastic interview as always, and we'll get you that interview, part one of that interview, on the other side of this break. You can hear part two before tomorrow's 2nd game of the series, but John Goble joins us on the other side of the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
We welcome you to Corpus Christi, Texas, as the Rough Riders are winning 9 in a row to this point, and they start the series against the Corpus Christi Hooks. We're joined by John Goble, Rough Riders pitching coach. 9 in a row, and a lot of that has been because of the pitching. What has really impressed you about this pitching staff in the last 9 games?
Honestly, just like the ability to execute game plan. I think the starters have done a great job, along with the catchers, of putting together really good game plans, and then being pretty stubborn to them. Obviously, like making adjustments in the moment where we see that we need to make an adjustment, or within a series with a hitter, maybe he's showing us something that we didn't expect. But by and large, guys are just doing a really good job of understanding what the hitters are trying to do and what their strengths and weaknesses are, and trying to leverage those in their advantage. I think the relievers, they've done that similarly. Now the relief pitchers are going to be a little bit more strength-centric and kind of here's what I got and see what you can do with it, and I'm going to try to execute it. But by and large, just like the overall execution of and putting together good plans and proper plans and making adjustments, like that's something that's really hard to teach. And you, even in the big leagues, like you still have guys that are going through the kind of learning that process. And I just think the catchers and pitchers as a whole have made huge strides this year in that area.
With the catchers you mentioned, mostly it's been Liam Hicks and Cooper Johnson. How important is making sure that those guys are on the same page with your pitchers and in the meetings that you have pregame, getting that under control?
Yeah, no, it's massive. And I think every level you go up, it becomes that much more important. I think, you know, in A-ball, a lot of times you can rely very heavily on your strengths. I mean, I think with each level you go up, you got to be a little bit more aware of what a hitter's trying to do and what he wants to do and what he's good at and what he's not good at. And then at that point, especially with starting pitchers, you'd like to think that you've developed a repertoire where you got a little something for everybody. So like just the catchers understanding that, and when they're doing their homework, having context of who the pitchers are, and because it's the ultimate blend of what is the hitter doing, but also what is my starting pitcher capable of. You can't just go completely outside the box and ask your starting pitcher, or any pitcher for that matter, to do something they're not capable of. And then on my end, from a pitching coach standpoint, it's like if there's something standing out where a pitcher's not currently capable of doing it, it's can I help him become more capable? You know, does he have that in his bag? He's just not used to doing it. Can we do it more in sides? Can we try to give that pitcher more belief that he is capable of throwing a particular pitch to a particular hitter? And for me, like that, just that level of security with the pitchers, understanding that the catchers know the hitters and they know what they're doing back there and they understand the pitcher's strengths, like to me, that's everything. It really is everything.
Joined by John Goble, Rough Riders pitching coach. Josh Stevens starts today, a guy who had a really good start his last time out against San Antonio. Where have you seen the strides that he's made so far this year?
One of the things is obviously with the slider. He came in and the slider was a little cuttery and it wasn't quite the same shape that he had last year. So the first thing was kind of recapture that shape. We did that fairly quickly, and then it's a matter, you know, now that we got the shape back and we get it down in glove side consistently, can we locate it to where we want to locate it? One of the things I was really proud about Josh's last start was kind of what I talked about with hitters' weaknesses. Josh has always kind of been, you know, I throw this pitch type to this handed hitter and I throw this pitch type, and that's a good general rule of thumb, but are you able to be versatile enough to where when the hitter calls for it and when a weakness, and can you, you know, he's a Swiss Army knife of a pitcher. He's got five different pitches he can throw, and understanding that they all have utility and they all work off of each other. And you know, I think at times, like if you told Josh in the past, hey, what's your best pitch, he'd obviously say slider. Still probably the case, but I think in the future it's going to be more like, well, who's hitting? I got a good changeup, I got a good sinker, I got a cutter, I got a four seam. And that's the biggest thing with Josh, just getting him to understand that like those are all weapons for him, and he shouldn't pigeonhole himself into thinking that he can't throw one at a certain time because of XYZ, and just understanding that, you know, he's going to have a weapon for every hitter that gets in the box and do his best job to execute that.
That's going to do it for part one of our interview with John Goble, Rough Riders pitching coach. You can hear part two before tomorrow's game two of this six-game series in Corpus. We'll get you starting lineups when we continue here on the Rough Riders pregame show with Frisco and Corpus Christi coming up at 5 past the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Well, welcome you back to Corpus Christi, Texas, as we're almost set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Hooks on what is a very beautiful but warm day here in Corpus Christi. It is very, very warm out there, very humid, a lot of wind going on, but not here in the bowl, as the bowl kind of blocks the wind from getting out onto the field. But nonetheless, it should be a very good environment for baseball in this series opener. Let's get you the starting lineups for both teams, and we start with the Rough Riders, as announced by Carlos Cardoza, winners of nine in a row, 34-17, the best record in AA. Kellen Strom, the center fielder, leads it off. Then it's Liam Hicks, the DH, who celebrated his 25th birthday on Sunday. Aaron Zavala, the right fielder, hits third. Middle third, it's Cody Freeman at third base. Caber Rodriguez at second. And Abimelech Ortiz is at first base today, hitting in the sixth spot of the order. Bottom third, it's Max Acosta at shortstop. Cooper Johnson, the catcher, and Daniel Mateo is the left fielder in the ninth spot of the order today for Corpus Christi. For the Rough Riders. And one more time, it's Strom, Hicks, Zavala, Freeman, Rodriguez, Ortiz, Acosta, Johnson, and Mateo. Josh Steven gets the ball for the Rough Riders for the seventh time this season. Here's the lineup that he'll face for Corpus Christi, as announced by Joe Thon, the second-year manager out of Puerto Rico. Tommy Sacco Jr., the shortstop, leads it off. Jeremy Orocho, the left fielder, hits second. He's eight for his last eight at the plate. And Zach Cole, the number six prospect in the Astros organization, is in center field today. He's facing the Rough Riders for the first time after making his AA debut a couple of weeks ago. And another new face. It's exciting to see Pascanel Ferreras, who hits cleanup today at second base. Colin Barber is the DH. He is batting in the five spot. Jaron Williams, the third baseman, bats sixth. Jordan Brewer is the right fielder, hitting seventh. J.C. Correa, the first baseman, hitting eighth. And Ryan Robleski, the catcher, rounds out the order for the Hooks. Jake Bloss takes the mound for Corpus Christi when we come back. Series opener is next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
And it is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
Winners of 9 in a row, the Frisco Rough Riders continue their two-week road trip down south to Corpus Christi, Texas. It's game one between the Rough Riders and the Hooks, the affiliates of the Rangers and the Astros. Hi, everybody, and welcome into beautiful Whataburger Field in the Coastal Bend with the Bay of Corpus Christi just off to our left beyond left field. The Rough Riders getting set to face off against Corpus Christi, who they have dominated this season at 10-2 across their 12 games this year. The Rough Riders have the best record in the entirety of AA at 34-17, winning 9 in a row, which is the longest active streak in all of minor league baseball and major league baseball. It's also tied for the longest winning streak this season by any Texas League team, tying Springfield from earlier this year. They look to make it number 10 today in a ballpark where they played really well. They took 5 of 6 a few weeks ago here in Corpus. So Kellen Strom is in from the right side, and we're set for baseball from the Coastal Bend. Jake Bloss, the number 10 prospect in the Astros organization, on the mound in his bright baby blue Hooks uniform top, multicolored hat with a red brim, a white forehead, and a baby blue back, and white pants today. He squares his shoulders to the plate, has his sign from Ryan Robleski, the catcher, winds back and delivers in the first pitch. It's low off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. And we are officially underway at 6:36 in the p.m. here in Corpus Christi. Strom hitting at 291 on the season. Here's the wind back in the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Strom's 0-5 on Friday snapped his on-base streak of 32 consecutive games. Looking to build another streak at the plate here. The 1-1. Swinging a chopper off the plate out to third. Williams has got it at the hip. Slings it on to first and gets Strom by a step. One away. That brings Liam Hicks to the plate, the designated hitter today, who celebrated his 25th birthday on Sunday. Hicks playing in his 46th game out of the Rough Riders 52. It's been either usually the catcher or the DH. Stands in with a slightly open stance from the left-handed batter's box. The wind blowing out to left field. Bloss has his sign and delivers home. Up and in to Hicks, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jake Bloss made his AA debut against the Rough Riders back on May 5th, allowing just two base runners on a couple hits across six shutout innings. The 1-0. Swinging a line drive into left field. That's down for a base hit, and it keeps on rolling down into the corner. Hicks turns first. He speeds into second, and he's got himself a stand-up double. Now, Liam Hicks doubling to the opposite field down the left field line. And the Rough Riders with a runner in scoring position with one down in the top of the first inning. Rough Riders, during this winning streak, have scored in either the first or the second innings in 7 out of the 9 games. They've done a good job getting ahead. They have 3 come-from-behind wins out of the 9. Here's Aaron Zavala, a left-handed batter. Right-hander Bloss working from the stretch now. With a runner at second base, he peers back that way and deals home. Fastball up and away, one ball and no strikes. Bloss, the Greensboro, North Carolina native, stands 6'3", 223 pounds. He's 22 years old. Selected in the third round last year by the Astros out of Georgetown, the highest selected Hoya ever. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Zavala behind it. It's one ball and one strike. And he has turned that into a very good start to his minor league career. Last year, fresh out of the draft, made 7 appearances, a 2.89 ERA. This year, even lower, a 2.28 ERA between high A and double A. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Burned a fastball by Zavala's swinging bat. It's one ball and two strikes. With a runner at second and one out. No score here at the top of the first inning, just underway. Pull side shift on the infield for Zavala. They play to the opposite way in the outfield. Zavala has the lowest pull rate in the entire Texas League and the highest opposite field rate. Loss readies. The 1-2. Swinging a pop-up foul, drifts out of play to the left side. It's one ball and one strike. Or excuse me, one ball and two strikes on the right fielder. Defense behind Jake Bloss looks like this today. It's Jeremy Rocho in left, Zach Cole in center, and Jordan Brewer in right. Jerron Williams is the third baseman. Tommy Sacco Jr. at short. Pascanel Ferreras is the second baseman. J.C. Correa is at first base. And Ryan Robleski does the catching today for the Hooks. The pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball struck him out. First K for Bloss. Two down for Cody Freeman. Freeman, the cleanup hitter for the Rough Riders, batting with a runner at second here in the first. No score. Steven Rios Jr. is our crew chief in our umpiring crew. He has balls and strikes today behind the plate. Justin Juska, our third base umpire. Clay Williams rounds out our crew with a pitch. Another breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1 on Freeman. He's had a pretty tough skid as of late at the plate. He's been really good over the course of the season, but not so much lately. His last seven games hitting just 154. 0-1. He swings, grounds it out to short. Sacco's got it on a couple of hops, slings it on to first, and retires Freeman to close the side. So for the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Bottom of the first inning next, Frisco and Corpus Christi. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Here to the bottom half of the first inning, we're scoreless between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Tommy Sacco Jr., the shortstop, leads it off against Josh Steven, the number 17 prospect in the Rangers organization. He rocks and fires and misses low and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. The shortstop, Sacco, hitting at 262 on the season through 46 games. The offering, swinging a bounding ball to the right side. Ortiz has got it at first, feeds underhand to Steven. He's got him at the chest, and Steven steps on the pillow for the out. One away. Just two pitches in, Steven has the first down, and Jeremy Orocho bats now, who's 8-for-8 in his last 8 at-bats. His last 10 plate appearances he's reached. It's 8 singles and 2 walks for him. He's the left fielder today defensively for Corpus Christi. Steven peers in for his sign. He's got it. Rocks and fires. Swinging a bounding ball up the first baseline again. Right at Ortiz. He's got it. Takes it to the pillow himself this time. And beats Orocho for the out. It's two up, two down on just 3 pitches, and here's Zach Cole now. A great start for Josh Steven. Rough Riders coming in winners of 9 in a row, and a lot of that has been because of their pitching. An overall ERA in the last 9 games of 1.87. Allowed just 19 runs. The pitch. It's high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Steven will be in the lower 90s with his fastball. The 1-0. Swinging a high fly ball into right center field. Zavala racing back. It's Strom, the center fielder, under it. He's there to make the catch. And it's an easy five-pitch, 1-2-3 inning for Josh Steven in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the top of the second. Nothing, nothing, our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Into the top of the second inning from the Coastal Bend. It's the Rough Riders and the Hooks, nothing, nothing. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you along on what is a very beautiful but very warm day for baseball here in Corpus Christi. 90 degrees with a feels like of 102 with 72% humidity. 19-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left field at 28-mile-an-hour gusts. It's been very windy here. Cabo Rodriguez starts it off against Jake Bloss. Right-hander against right-hander in the initial pitch. There's a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Cabo Rodriguez has been hot at the plate, coming off a two-hit day on Sunday in the series finale against San Antonio. 5-2 win for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Breaking ball cued off the end of the bat. A grounder up the middle to the shortstop, Sacco Jr. He's got it and flicks it on to first to get Rodriguez one away. Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn now for Frisco. No score here in the top of the second. Rodriguez, a 347 hitter on the road. He's retired there, just two pitches into the second. And here's Ortiz, who made a couple of plays defensively in the bottom half of the first. Initial pitch home. Swinging a punched fly ball, just foul over the netting to the left side. It's 0-1 on Ortiz, who has seen his average drop below 190 now on the season. Ortiz has had a tough go at it. Bloss nods yes to the sign, rocks and fires. Ortiz fouls it away. On the left side, it's 0-2. In the series opener last time these two teams played each other here, Ortiz homeward into left center field. But those moments have been few and far between. In his last 22 games, he's just 9-for-79. It's a 1.14 average, and in the 22 games, he struck out 26 times. Looking to turn things around. He's behind in the count 0-2, the pitch. He swings and flies it out to left field and shallow. Orocho racing in. He's under it, nearly overran it, jumps up in the air and makes the catch. And Ortiz is retired. Man, Orocho was charging in. He was playing basically at the warning track in left field. And came sprinting in and at the last moment jumped in the air and was able to catch it at the apex of his leap. Brings Max Acosta to the plate in a nothing-nothing game, top of the second. Loss fires. Swinging a hard line drive, eats up the third baseman Williams and kicks out into left field off his glove. Acosta rounds first on a hard turn and now scoots back in. That ball was hammered at 103 miles an hour off the bat. And we'll see how they score that ball. Williams tried to play it off to his left. And he just could not pull it in off the heel of his glove, kind of catapulted in the air out to left field. And they do mark it as a base hit. So a single for Max Acosta. There's Cooper Johnson now, and hard to find a hotter hitter in this Rough Riders order than Coop. Throw goes over to first base. Acosta's back in safely. Johnson has reached in 14 in a row, hitting in a third of his at-bats. Nearly 450 on base percentage during that stretch. He walked twice and had two singles in the finale on Sunday. The pitch. He takes high and inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders nothing. Hooks nothing in this second inning. Johnson says he feels really good at the plate right now, and it's paying dividends out of the field as well. Another throw over to first, and it gets off of Acosta. Kicks into foul territory, not more than about 15 feet, though, and Correa is able to jump on it. Acosta's okay. It looked like it just hit him barely. One ball, no strikes on the Rough Riders catcher, who has the average up to 265 now. He's hanging in the 190s for April. 1-0, Acosta goes, a line drive foul off the fist to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. Acosta has to head back in to first base. Mentioned the Rough Riders have scored in the first or the second innings in seven of the first nine games of this winning streak. It has been a really incredible streak for the Riders, now 34-17. 17 games above 500 for the first time since August of 2021. Pitches a chopper to third. Williams up with it, flicks onto second, throws wide, and it just is in time as Ferreras kept his foot on the bag for the final out of the inning. Nearly a throwing error there by Williams, but they get the final out. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base for the Rough Riders. It's nothing, nothing. We go to the bottom of the second next in the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Pascanel Ferreras leads it off for Corpus Christi as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Nothing, nothing, our score. And Josh Steven pointing over near the on-deck circle. And it looked like Colin Barber was in front of the pitch clock, and he moves a little bit. First pitch on the way is just high. It's one ball and no strikes. Ferreras, the second baseman, a new face to this Hooks order since the last time the Rough Riders and Hooks played each other, the 1-0. This is high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Ferreras was a selection a couple of years ago. He's originally out of Parkview High School, went to Western Carolina. The pitch fouled back, and it's two balls and one strike. Parkview High School down in Georgia in the Gwinnett area. Same high school as Jeff Francoeur and Matt Olson. A couple big names with Braves ties. Two balls, one strike to the right-handed batter leading off the second of the pitch. A chopper foul at the plate, and it's two balls and two strikes on Ferreras. Rough Riders took 5 of 6 last time they took the trip down here to Corpus Christi in this beautiful ballpark at Whataburger Field with a good crowd here for a Tuesday night. Let's take a little trip around this ballpark. It's 315 down the left field line, 400 to center, and 325 down the right field line. Unless you hit it really, really hard, most of your home runs in this park are going to go out to left field. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Josh Steven with the slider on the outside corner. He strikes out Ferreras. And after a five-pitch first inning for him, he throws five pitches to Ferreras but picks up his first strikeout. There's Colin Barber, the designated hitter now, riding an 11-game hitting streak into this game. Hitting 289 during the streak, left-handed batter. And the first pitch, fouled back. No balls and one strike. The reason that most home runs here will go out to left field is there's a jet stream wind out to left. The 0-1 is just outside. It's one ball and one strike. Currently at 19 miles an hour out to left field. And a lot of balls will just take flight going that way. 1-1 pitch. Popped up back behind home, and it leaks out of play over our heads. One ball and two strikes now on Barber, the designated hitter and number 19 prospect in the Astros organization. The bullpens are out in left center field for Corpus Christi and down the right field line for the Rough Riders. It's just 325 down that right side and a bit of a short porch as after you get to the bullpen, it kind of jets out into straightaway right field. 1-2 is high. It's two balls and two strikes now. There's a berm in right center field. And then in straightaway left, there's another berm. Patio seating out there. The pitch. It's down low and inside, a check swing, and he didn't offer at it. Three balls and two strikes. Video board out in left center field with the video on top and then the line score at the bottom. Steven peers in. He's got his sign. And the payoff pitch on the way to Barber. Slider just outside for ball four. He thought he got the corner, didn't get the call. A walk to Barber, one out base runner. For Corpus Christi, it's their first. After the first four were sat down by Steven. There's Jaron Williams now. Third baseman in from the right side. Nothing our score in the second. Steven pitches. It's just low, one ball and no strikes. The Hooks first became a franchise in the mid-2000s. They are the former Round Rock Express. Round Rock was in AA. They moved down here. And then a new AAA franchise just north of Austin. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back. And it's one ball and one strike. And this ballpark has been the Hooks' home ever since. If you look out beyond right field, first you see the Port of Corpus Christi headquarters. And then the Harbor Bridge, which has been a staple of this area since the 1950s. The pitch is a chopper up the middle. Acosta to his left. The shortstop's got it. On to second for one. Throw to first. Just in time. A double play. 6-4-3. And Josh Steven gets out of the second with a double play. Rough Riders have now turned 50 double plays on the season to lead the league. No score into the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND. or visit Astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Daniel Mateo starts it off for the Rough Riders in the top of the third inning. Frisco and Corpus, no score. 9-1 and 2 for the Riders against Jake Bloss. Frisco has had a hit in each of the first two innings, but nothing to show for it on the run side of things. Mateo back in the ballpark where he made his double-A debut a little over a month ago. Wind back of the pitch. Swinging a soft roller on a check swing. One hop back to the hill. Bloss has got it at the head and jogs over to first. Underhand toss to get Mateo. One pitch and one out. Top of the order now, Kellen Strom, who bounced out to third his first trip. Strom, right-handed batter. Jake Bloss continues what has been a very nice stretch and beginning of games for him. First pitch, outside, one ball and no strikes. He went scoreless through the first two innings, and he continues to do that in every single one of his starts so far in his young double-A career. Through six starts, he has not allowed a run in the first or second. 1-0. Down and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. Second and third time through the order, that's where things start to unravel just a little bit. And unravel is relative. He's still been very good. His last start was his worst in his double-A career. 2-0. He takes one at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 2-1. In that start at Midland last week, he allowed four runs over four and two-thirds innings. All four were earned on five hits. He rocks back here. Deals. That catches the lower edge outside corner with a slider. It's two balls and two strikes now on the Riders' center fielder. He allowed four runs in his previous start against Arkansas here at home, but only one was earned in that start. Looking in at Strom. And he delivers home. Swinging a bounding ball foul back behind home plate. Two balls, two strikes still on Strom. Bloss was a pitcher at Lafayette College for the first 3 years of his career. Then transferred to Georgetown for his final year, where he got a master's in econ. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Strom and a fastball on the inner edge. Second strikeout for Bloss. Two down, and here's Liam Hicks. Last fastball at 96 from Bloss. Hicks doubled down the left field line in the first inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco had all singles out of their 11 hits in their last game against San Antonio on Sunday. Pitch home. Check swing. And he went around for strike one. It's 0-1. So that double, the first extra base hit for the Rough Riders since Kellen Strom's double in the seventh inning of Saturday's game in San Antonio. Right-hander winds back in the 0-1. Well high of the zone. It's one ball and one strike. You mentioned how Jake Bloss is a very smart young man, and a very smart pitcher in his style as well. He went to one of the best high schools in the nation. The pick. Curveball tapped on the ground over to first base. Correa up with it. Flips to the covering pitcher Bloss. He beats Hicks, and the side is retired in 1-2-3 fashion. For the Rough Riders, no runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the third next. It's nothing-nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Right to the bottom of the third inning from Corpus Christi. 0-0 our score. Jordan Brewer stands in. The first pitch rides outside from Josh Steven. It's 1-0 Jordan Brewer, J.C. Correa, Ryan Robleski, bottom third of the order for Corpus. Steven rocks and fires. Swinging a foul in and out of Johnson's glove, the catcher, and it's 1-1. We mentioned how much the Rough Riders are a hot team coming into this game. Well, Corpus is also a very hot team coming into this one. Steven looks in. He's got his sign in the 1-1. That's up and in, and it's 2-1. They come in with the worst record in the Texas League at 19-32, but they have won 5 of their last 7 games and 4 of their last 5. The pitch is cut on and missed. Got him at a high fastball, and it's 2-2. This winning streak of 5 of their last 7 is coming on the heels of losing 7 of their last 8. The pitch is a hard line drive on one hop past Freeman at third and out of the left field. A base hit for Jordan Brewer. He singles to start things in the third. First hit today for Corbin. J.C. Correa stands in now. Correa, right-handed batter. He's hit very well against Frisco head-to-head this season. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Slider on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Correa is a guy who we've seen over the last couple of seasons. And so far this season, hitting .290 against Frisco. 9 hits. 0-1. Swinging a bounding ball up over the hill. A charge by Acosta. The shortstop's got it. Only play at first. He throws that way to get him. Brewer up to second base. One down with a runner at second now for Ryan Robleski.
Catcher number 7, Ryan Robleski.
Josh Steven has been very efficient through his first couple of innings. A 5-pitch inning in the first. And needed just 5 pitches to his fourth batter to lead off the second inning. Offering in, swinging a miss and a high inside fastball. It's 0-1. Still very efficient in the second with just 14 pitches. In very good shape with his pitch count overall. About to throw his 29th pitch. As he played with one out here in the third, he faced the minimum through the first 2 innings. Look back towards second, the pin. Swing and a miss. Change up below the zone. It's 0-2. Really nasty stuff. If you heard our pregame show today, you heard our conversation with John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach. Always wonderful chatting with John. Getting his insights on some of these pitchers. No balls, 2 strikes. Steven looks to second and swivels home. After a long hold, he fires. That's just high with a fastball. 1-2 now on Robleski. He was talking about Josh Steven, and the slider is a pitch that has really statistically and for the most part over the course of his career been his best pitch. 1-2. There's the slider. Got him looking at the top of the zone. Josh Steven with the strikeout. Two down. Second strikeout for the right-hander. Tommy Sacco Jr. stands in now. Left-handed batter, top of the card.
Shortstop number four, Tommy Sacco Jr.
Grounded out to first, his first trip up. Nothing-nothing our score in the bottom half of the third inning. Right-hander readies. Looks back to second. Lifts the leg and pitches. That misses outside, 1-0. What Goble said about Steven is the slider has been his best pitch. And if you ask him, he'd probably still say it's the slider, but everything is so much closer to being his best pitch now. 1-0 offering. Misses up and in, it's 2-0. And he said maybe later on in the year, if you ask him that same question, what's his best pitch, he'll say who's hitting. Which I think tells you a lot about, you know, what maturity that he's received over the last couple of years. 2-0. That's outside. 3-0. He's still just 22 years old. There's still a lot of room to grow on the emotional side and learning how to pitch still. But getting a lot better feel for, in addition to his slider, his changeup, his cutter, his two-seam, and his four-seam, which makes up his arsenal. 3-0 pitch. Rides inside, ball four. He walks Sacco. Runners at first and second and two down now for Jeremy Orocho, who ended his streak of eight consecutive at-bats with hits by grounding out to first in the first inning. Orocho, another left-handed batter. Steven Reddings peers back to second. He deals. Finds it on the outside corner with the cutter. It's 0-1. Pull side shift on the Rough Riders infield for Orocho. The pitch. Swinging a line drive to left field. Right at Mateo. He's there. He makes the head high catch. Side retired. But Josh Steven gets into trouble, wiggles his way out of it. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on. Top four next, Riders and Hooks. Nothing-nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Three, four, and five for the Rough Riders to swing the sticks in the top of the fourth inning. Aaron Zavala leads it off in a nothing-nothing game. Jake Bloss and Josh Steven dueling on this Tuesday night in Corpus. First pitch to the left-handed batting Zavala. Swinging a fly ball into center field, pushing Cole back just a couple steps. He's under it in straightaway center. Makes the grab. One away, and here's Cody Freeman. Ground out to short for the Rough Riders cleanup hitter, his first trip. Rough Riders with two hits, Hooks with one. These two teams have not had the most power in the Texas League. This is their 13th combined game, and combined between the two, they've hit just 15 homers in these games. One back in the pitch. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders have 8. Corpus Christi has 7 of those 15 homers. One nothing pitch, and right before that time called, Freeman wasn't attentive to Bloss and went into his wind right before that, so home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. went out in front of home and stopped it. One out, base is clear in the 4th. Right-hander Rennies, the 1-0. Fouled back. Ball and a strike. In the 3rd inning, we were talking about how smart Jake Bloss is on the education side of things. Went to Georgetown for his master's. Well, for high school, he went to the Early College of Guilford, which is a very posh-sounding name. The 1-1. Swinging a hard grounder up the 3rd baseline, pass to diving Williams, and down towards the corner. Freeman rounds first, and he stops right there. Orocho got to it quickly out in left field. A single for Cody Freeman with one down here in the 4th inning. Gabriel Rodriguez bats now. Rough Riders in hooks. Nothing, nothing, our score. Rodriguez grounded out to short in the 2nd. The Early College of Guilford is the number 16 high school in the nation, according to U.S. News. The pitch is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Number 4 program in the country for STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, has just 195 students. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. That misses inside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Got to be pretty smart to go there, and Jake Bloss was one of those 195 kids. He's used that to help propel him up here to the AA level. He readies, brings it. Swinging a grounder foul behind home. 2 balls and 1 strike on Rodriguez. Rodriguez has done such a nice job over the last few weeks. In his last 15 games, hitting .389. He's been a hot hitter at the plate. 2 balls and 1 strike to him. Throw goes over to first, and Freeman was still on the bag. Oh, man. The boss just turned and threw, and Freeman hadn't even taken his lead yet. Looked over at him like, man, what are you doing? 2-1. Popped up a hind home and foul out of play. 2-2. Oh, and bounced up and nearly came up here in the booth. Just off to our right. Two balls, 2 strikes on Rodriguez. Slight pull side shift in the infield. They play to the opposite way for Rodriguez, who calls time. Mentioned these Rough Riders and Hooks met here a few weeks ago. Since the last time these two teams met, May 5th was the last meeting between the two. Rough Riders are 17-7. Here's the stretch. 2-2. Runner takes off, pitches away, throw down to second. Not in time. Cody Freeman with the steal. The pitch was way outside. Really tough ball for Robleski to throw on because he had to reach out to his backhand side and then try to throw sidearm just over the top of Bloss, the pitcher. And out to second base. So 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Rodriguez with a runner in scoring position. Caber is hitting 400 this year with runners in scoring position. Freeman, after his 7th steal, takes his lead. The payoff, there's a pop-up on the left side of the infield. Williams crosses over into foul ground, and he has room, makes the catch. Two down for Abimelech Ortiz. Still nothing-nothing our score. Rough Riders as a team now 0-3 with runners in scoring position. Ortiz, a fly out to left field, his first time up. Herman takes his lead from second. Blas fires. Popped up on the infield behind the mound. The shortstop, Sacco, coming in on the cut of the grass, makes the catch. Side retired. Well, the Rough Riders get a hit, but nothing to show for it in the run column. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning next. Nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. As the Rough Riders speed through the 2024 Texas League schedule, we're getting ready to head to the racetrack on Friday, June 14th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR night with the Texas Motor Speedway. Enjoy plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game and make sure to lift in the corners. Get your tickets for June 14th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the last of the fourth inning, Zach Cole, the center fielder, leads it off. 0-0 our score, game one between the Rough Riders and the Hawks. 3-4 and 5 for the Hawks. Cole, a fly out to center in the first inning. Full side shift for the left-handed batter in the first pitch. Just outside 1-0. We mentioned that Cole was not with the Hooks the last time the Rough Riders saw Corpus. He began this season on the injured list with a hamstring injury, offering his high and away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. He was drafted in the 10th round of 2022, same round as Josh Hatcher was drafted by the Rangers. 2-0. That's right down the heart of the plate for his strike, and it's 2-1. Spent 3 seasons at Ball State University in Indiana. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch below the zone, and it's 2-2. Didn't play much the first 2 years, but then that third year he exploded. Was first team All-MAC. 2-2. High and outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Hit 361 that last year. Ended up getting drafted by the Astros. The pitch. Breaking ball, fouled back into Johnson's glove. Strike three. One away in the fourth inning on the third strikeout by Josh Steven. 0-0 our score still. Pascanel Ferreras bats now.
Second baseman, number 3, Pascanel Ferreras.
Ferreras, right-handed batter, the pitch. Breaking ball sits on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. The Seagulls are out in big numbers on this Tuesday night here in Corpus. It'll happen from time to time here. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, and the bat lost out of the hand of Ferreras. Down the left side, hits the netting near the on-deck circle. And it's 0-2. And it's a pretty humid night. And probably more often here than anywhere else, the bat does get dropped because of how humid it gets and how sweaty your hands can get. No balls and 2 strikes on Ferreras, who does use batting gloves. And he has some tape on that bat as well, on the handle. No balls and 2 strikes. That's a good cutter from Steven. He rocks in the 0-2. Check swing roller, foul to the right side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. The Seagulls are flocking out in left field currently. Probably 5 or 6 of them near the line. Daniel Mateo eyeing them very wearily. 1-2.
Got him looking on the upper edge, outside corner with the slider. Josh Steven with back-to-back Ks, give him four. And there are two away here in a scoreless fourth. Going Barber now. Barber, a walk in the second. Needing a hit to extend his hitting streak to 12 games. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider underneath his hands. It's 0-1. Steven continues to be efficient with his pitch count. He rocks in. Misses just high. And it's one ball and one strike. This next one will be his 50th as he pitches here on the fourth. The offering. That's down low. Two balls and one strike. A very quick worker. Long blonde hair poking out the back of his ball cap. 2-1. Slider over the heart of the plate for a strike. 2-2. Gets the ball, grabs the rosin bag from back behind the mound and tosses it up, pats it on the back of his hand, and then throws it down to the back of the mound. Two balls, two strikes, and the designated hitter with the bases clear. Two down. The pitch. Up and away, missing with a cutter, and it's three balls and two strikes. Outfield shaded to the opposite way for the left-handed batter. Payoff home. Swing and a miss. He got him. Slider down low and inside. Josh Steven strikes out the side in the fourth inning. Dominant stuff with that nasty slider for Steven. We go to the fifth. Still nothing-nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Go to the top of the fifth inning between the Rough Riders and the Hunks. Happy to have you on this Tuesday night. Pretty sweltering night here in Corpus, but nonetheless, good baseball being played. Rough Riders have had three hits, one in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth, but they've stranded all three of them. There's Max Acosta in the bottom third of the order to start it off. Acosta to be followed by Johnson and Mateo. Jake Bloss doesn't seem like he's sweating much on the mound. He's looked cool. Winds and fires home. First pitch breaking ball tagged on the ground to third on one hop. Williams picks it to his left, straightens and throws out Acosta, one away. Well, the most aggressive hitter on the Rough Riders does it again. Acosta consistently has put the ball in play on that first pitch more than any other Rough Rider. Cooper Johnson stands in now. Johnson bounced into a 5-4 fielder's choice in the second. Nothing-nothing our score in the top of the fifth inning. Johnson digs a small hole in the back of the right-handed batter's box. He's ready to go. Bloss rocks and fires. First pitch curve bends in on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. It's a five-pitch mix for the right-hander. Fastball with some really good carry. A cutter. He rocks here in the pit. That's low and outside. One ball and one strike. Curveball, slider, and change round out the order, or round out the arsenal for him. As he wears his hat on the back of his head. The 1-1. Swing and a miss and a high inside fastball. One ball, two strikes. The bill is not pointing forward. It's pointing up. Nods yes to the sign. 1-2. Down to the dirt. Off the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Mateo waits on deck for the Riders. Gloss looks in for his sign. 2-2 home. High and inside, missing with the fastball. Three balls, two strikes. It's a Corpus Christi team that has not been very good on the offensive side over the course of the season. Rough Riders are taking advantage of that. 3-2. Swinging a high pop-up right side of the infield. Ferreras, the second baseman, shuffling to his right and reaches skyward to make the catch. Two up, two down for the Riders in the fifth inning. Here's Daniel Mateo. The Rough Riders during this nine-game winning streak have not been a very formidable offense. They've been a really good pitching team. And so it's just about pushing what they can across offensively. First pitch. Breaking ball upper edge inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. What they have done is scored early pretty often during this winning streak, but they've also been good scoring late when they've had to. 0-1. This is low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. The Riders are outscoring their opponents 8-3 in innings 7 through 9 during this winning streak. The pitch. Swinging a bounding ball to the left side. Williams has got it at third. Turns and throws on the first. Just in time to get Mateo. Inning over. 1-2-3 inning for Jake Bloss. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders nothing, Hooks nothing on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Steven brings us back from break, and he's on the mound right now for the Rough Riders in the home half of the fifth inning. 0-0 our score between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. First pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. A strike. It's 0-1 to Jaron Williams. He bounced into a double play back in the second. Steven has only surrendered one hit. The 0-1. It's low and outside. It's 1-1. Struck out the side in the fourth inning. He's whipped 5 through 4 frames. 52 pitches. The pitch. Line the opposite way down the right field line towards the corner. It's down. Zavala digs it out. Williams around first on his way to second. The throw is late. And it's a double for Jaron Williams to start things off here in the fifth inning. It's now 24 consecutive games for Corpus Christi with an extra base hit. That's the longest active streak in the Texas League. Jordan Brewer bats. Single back in the third. Very aggressive hitter. Likes to swing first pitch. Steven steps off. Is the third most hits on the first pitch of an at-bat in the Texas League this year. 13 for 28 on the first pitch. Steven ready from the stretch. Looks back to second. He deals. And it's a cutter on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Steven coming off a start in which he went five shutout innings, and he's been really good in this one. Looks back to second, fires, swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. Strike two on back-to-back breaking balls. For the most part this year, right-handed batters have had better success against Steven than lefties have. Righty's hitting 296 against him. Looks back to second, 0-2. Slider popped foul back behind home, and still no balls and two strikes. And they have all five of the home runs that he's allowed this year. Lefty's hitting 250 against him with, obviously, zero home runs. Oh, two. Swinging a drive out to left field, pushing Mateo back. He's at the warning track, looking. It's gone. Jordan Brewer with his second home run of the season on an 0-2 pitch. Sixth home run of the season for Josh Steven that he's allowed. 2-0 Corpus Christi. A two-run homer breaks the tie. There's J.C. Correa. Grounded out to short in the third. It's the Hooks who strike first in this bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch home. That's low. One ball and no strike. So a homer out to left and into that jet stream. That's probably a homer either way, but the wind certainly carried it further. 1-0. Swing and a miss and a high outside fastball, 1-1. And for the young Steven, it's about buckling down now and continuing what had been a good outing. The 1-1 is fouled back, and it's 1-2. Still nobody out in this fifth inning. Rough Riders, in large part thanks to this winning streak, as the pitch is served into center, and it's down. A base hit for Correa. Back-to-back two-strike hits, one the homer, one the single, and Cooper Johnson makes his way from behind the plate. He'll go out and chat with his right-hander. Ryan Robleski, the batter, due up. The Rough Riders, in large part due to this seven games on the road that they've won consecutively, have the best road record in the Texas League at 19-9. Now trail here in this one. Two runs is not a huge deficit with the way the Rough Riders have come up with clutch base hits over the last few during their three come-from-behind wins during this winning streak. All three comebacks have been after two-run deficits, including on Sunday when San Antonio put up a run in the fourth and a run in the fifth. Rough Riders came back to tie it in the sixth and then take the lead in the seventh. So Ryan Robleski in from the right side with a runner at first. Nobody out in the inning. Steven ready from the stretch. And he fires home. The slider on the outside edge for a strike. It's 0-1. Robleski struck out looking in the third inning. 2-0 Corpus Christi. We play in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Swinging a chopper down the third baseline and foul. 0-2. Really no signs of any holes in the armor for Josh Steven up until this fifth inning when Williams doubled and then Brewer homered. Only the one single allowed before that. 0-2. Got him looking at the knees with a slider. Josh Steven strikes out his sixth. One out of the fifth inning. Tommy Sacco Jr. stands in. Steven has been able to work efficiently over his last few starts. In his last four, he's gone six innings, and 5 2/3. He readies and brings it home. Well, inside, nearly hit him. Sacco had to go shooting out of the way of it. And it's one ball and no strikes. He's really efficient with his pitches. I mean, he's averaging 14 pitches per inning this season. He readies. 1-0. Slider got him on the outside corner at the knees. And it's one ball and one strike. Steven has already rolled one double play in this game. That was back in the second. 1-1. Way outside. It slipped out of his hand on a slider. And it's two balls and one strike as he grabs the rosin bag. Here's the stretch. And the 2-1 pitch. Fouled back. 2-2. The homer by a right-hander to left field here. We mentioned that's where the jet stream is. That's where a lot of the homers are going to go. Earlier today, Baseball America published a really interesting article about the park factors around minor league baseball. If you're not familiar with park factors, it essentially tells you how hitter-friendly or pitcher-friendly a park is. 2-2. This is high, and it's three balls and two strikes. Essentially, what they do for all their different statistics is they make it so the average is 100, and then they rate every park on every statistic with average being 100. So if they were 1% above average, 3-2, outside, ball four, and Sacco walks. The runners at first and second now, one down for Jeremy Orocho, and John Goble exits the Rough Riders dugout. He'll go chat with Josh Steven. So if everything is on a factor of 100 being average, if something is rated a 110, it means they are 10% above average in that statistic. So essentially what you're trying to do is just see, you know, how much a ballpark favors home runs versus maybe hits versus BABIP, which is batting average on balls in play. To no one's surprise who covers the Texas League, Amarillo is the tops in just about every single offensive category, including a 76% above average mark in home runs, which is just crazy. They also split it into right-handers and left-handers. You know, which park is better for right-handed hitters or left-handed hitters? And Corpus Christi plays pretty average across the board. Maybe a little bit more hitter-friendly, a 102 score on the home runs. But for right-handed batters, Corpus is very homer-friendly, 13% above average. And that showed right there on that home run. If you're wondering, Riders Field, it's pretty pitcher-friendly for the most part. The pitch. Swinging a foul out of play to the left side. It's 0-1, which might surprise you. It certainly surprised me looking at it, thinking that having watched a lot of games over the last few years there, that it would probably be a little bit more hitter-friendly than it was pitcher-friendly. But no, it got an 84 in terms of its home run hitter-friendly score. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Swinging a fly ball out to left field. This one's tagged well. Mateo back at the warning track, twisting, turning, and it bounces over his head, off the warning track and up over the fence. A ground rule double. The wind just kept pushing it back. Mateo just kept drifting back with it. And at the last second, it leapt over his glove And Correa comes in to score from second. It's now 3-0 Corpus Christi. RBI double for Orocho. And here's Zach Cole. Uprider is now getting some action started up out of their bullpen beyond the right field wall. It's Brian Chi who's loosening. Rough Riders infield in. The pinch. Swinging a broken bat. Flare over shortstop and into shallow center field. Sacco scores. Orocho around. He crosses home. Two-run single for Zach Cole. And just like that, it's now 5-0. Well, bringing the infield in hurt the Rough Riders there. It was a broken bat flare over the top of the shortstop, Acosta landing about 2 feet into the grass. If he were playing back, it would have been an easy line out to him. But the Rough Riders gambled, brought the infield in, and because of that, it's a two-run base hit. So Cole's at first base, still just one out. And here's Ferreras, right-handed batter. Steven Deals. Slider dips low of the zone. One ball and no strikes. A 5-run inning for the Hooks. And the Rough Riders in this inning alone now have allowed more runs than in any of the last 9 games. The pitch. Swinging a pop-up on the right side. Ortiz giving it a look. The first baseman at the warning track. He's there. He makes the catch. Two outs now, and the ninth man up in the inning steps to the plate. It's Colin Barber, a left-handed batter. 5-0 Hooks. Most runs that the Rough Riders have allowed in their last 9 games coming into tonight was 4. That was in Game 2 of the doubleheader on Wednesday in San Antonio. Now they've allowed 5 in this 5th inning. Stretch and the pitch home to Barber. Runner goes, pitches high. Johnson's throw down to second, not in time. Zach Cole with his 3rd stolen base here at the AA level in his many attempts. One ball and no strikes. It was a good throw by Johnson in terms of its targeting, but it was just high. So instead of Acosta, the shortstop, just able to catch it and put the tag down, he had to reach up to get it and then bring the tag down. The 1-0. Barber swings and fouls it straight back. It's one ball and one strike, and so that allowed Cole to sneak under the tag of the head first slide. Barber is 0-for-1 today with a walk back in the second. 5 runs on 6 hits in the game. It's 5 runs on 5 hits in this inning for Corpus. The pitch. Grounded foul at the plate. Oh. Barber took a big chunk out of his own shin on that foul ball, getting down on the ground and then back up onto his shin. He went twisting and turning down and ended up on his backside. Jennifer Bardalis, the strength and conditioning, or excuse me, the athletic trainer, comes out and chat things over with him, make sure he's okay. Watching him try to kick his foot out and just make sure that he's good to go. It's a 1-ball, 2-strike count due to him if he's able to stay in. She's checking out his foot. Looked like it got him on the shin, but he's wearing a shin guard. It could have got him on the top of his foot. And he gets the bat from his manager Joe Thon. He's going to stay in. 1-ball and 2 strikes due to the designated hitter. Steven peers in. Right-hander's got his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And he pitches. Swinging a bounding ball, foul up the first baseline. Still a ball and 2 strikes on Barber. Seen a 2-run homer RBI double and a two-run single so far in this fifth inning for Corpus. And Steven steps off. Reinserts his toe on the right side of the rubber. He's ready from the stretch, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive off the end of the bat, one hop and into center field. Cole around third, and Barber drives him in. It's a six-run bottom half of the fifth for Corpus Christi. An RBI single for Barber extends his hitting streak. Now to 12 games, and here comes Carlos Cardoza. He makes the move down to the bullpen to get Brian Chi. And Josh Steven is done after 4 2/3 innings. Six runs across for Corpus. He's still responsible for the man at first base. And Corpus has officially batted around, bringing their 10th man up to the plate in this inning. 6-0 Hooks. We'll step aside for this to the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Third baseman, number 17, Jaren Williams.
Jaren Williams, who started off this inning with a double, is back in the fifth inning. The Hooks have officially batted around with Brian Chi making his way out onto the hill for the Rough Riders. Josh Steven is done in his start. Chi, the right-hander, ready from the stretch. He fires. It's low and outside. One ball and no strikes to Williams. Steven still responsible for the man at first base. He's allowed 6 runs in this inning on 6 hits so far. He looked lights out through his first 4 innings and just ran into trouble that he couldn't plug up in this fifth. G the 1-0. Swinging a line shot to center field. Strom started back. Now comes in a couple steps. He's there to make the grab. Side retired. Damage done, though, and then some more. 5, make it 6 runs across on 6 hits. No errors and a runner left on in the fifth inning. Go to the top of the sixth. The Rough Riders trailing 6-0 now on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kellen Strom, the batter for the Rough Riders to start the sixth. Strom, Liam Hicks, Aaron Zavala. It's the top third of the order for the Rough Riders, trailing 6-0 after a six-run hooks bottom half of the fifth. First pitch home for Blas. He misses just high, and it's one ball and no strikes. 1-2-3 fifth. He's retired five in a row. Really settling in, as he's done mostly here at home. The 1-0. Fouled away to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. It's his fourth start here at home. He came in with a 0.55 ERA here at home. And over 5.5 ERA on the road. His first two games in a Hooks uniform, 12 scoreless innings. His first six were here against the Rough Riders. He rocks in the 1-1. Swinging a line drive into center, into left center. It's down for a base hit, scooting into the alley. Cole cuts it off, fires it back in, and Strom, after a long turn, is back into first. First hit of the day for Kellen Strom. He singles back up the middle on a solid smash at 109 miles an hour off the bat. Liam Hicks steps in now. Hicks doubling in the first inning. He's 1-for-2. Rough Riders looking for their first run. They trail 6-0. Strom taking his lead from first. First pitch. Swinging a hard line drive, foul. Down the right side, and it's 0-1. Nearly hit the umpire, Justin Juska, who jumped and watched it go between his legs, just foul. It's 0-1. Hicks having the double today is a good sign. He has really struggled hitting when he's DHing. He's been a much better hitter when he's caught this year. Here's the stretch. 0-1. Fouled away to the left side. It's 0-2. This season when DHing, he's batting just 206 with an under 600 OPS. As a catcher, he's hitting 326 with an over 800 OPS. Really, really good. And he said when he's catching, he's able to just kind of not think about it when he's hitting. Quick throw over to first, and Strom back in on his feet. But when he's DHing, all he does is think about hitting. He's thinking about his last at-bat. He's thinking about his next at-bat. And it's too much thinking. He wants to be able to just shut his brain off from hitting and go catch, and that really helps him hit. 0-2. Swinging a bounding ball up the middle. The shortstop, Sacco's got it to his left. Throws onto second. They get the out there. Ferreras coming across the bag had to hold on to the baseball and not throw it over to first base. Fielder's choice eliminates Strom, and there's one away. Another situation with a ground ball to the shortstop that took him to his right with a pull side shift on in the infield, and Ferreras had to sprint over from second and barely beat Strom to the bag while receiving the throw. One out, runner at first. Here's Aaron Zavala. Riders trailing 6-0 in the top of the sixth. The pitch. Zavala shows bunt, pulls back, watches a slider on the inside corner at the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Zavala has struck out and flied out today. 0-for-2. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch. He shows bunt again, pushes at it, and hits it foul up into the netting on the left side. No balls and two strikes. For the pole side shift, Jaron Williams, the third baseman, is playing back near the shortstop spot. Zavala would have just laid a bunt down the third baseline. It would have been an easy base hit. He's behind in the count, 0-2 now. Cody Freeman on deck. Loss ready. 0-2. Just up and away. One ball, two strikes. Rough Riders' four hits have all come in different innings tonight. 1-2. Fouled away to the left side. Still one ball and two strikes. And not been able to string those hits together. Riding a 9-game winning streak coming into tonight. They've scored 41 runs over those nine games, I should say. An average of 4.5 a game. 1-2. Strike three called. Outside corner, got him with a fastball. Zavala down looking. His second strikeout today, and there are two outs in the sixth. Third strikeout for Bloss.
Third baseman number one, Cody Freeman.
Cody Freeman takes his turn now. Hicks at first. The pitch. Fastball at the knees for a strike. 0-1. Fastball has certainly lost some velocity. Was at 96 earlier in the day. On a 93, the 0-1. Bouncer foul to the left side. 0-2. Bloss is ahead now. 6-0 Hooks, top of the sixth. Freeman pinwheels the bat out to the hill. 0-2. Fouled straight back. A high heater there at 95. Freeman just barely ticked it foul back to the screen. He says he likes the high ones. And he can get to him, too. That one a little bit high, and he was able to just tick it foul. Hicks leads from first. 0-2. Down and away. Kicks away from Robleski, the catcher, but not far enough away for Hicks to attempt at it. Down six runs. You don't want to make your final out trying to take a base. One ball, two strikes. Still plenty of baseball left. Riders can just chip away here. Lost the 1-2. Fastball, foul back. Still one ball, two strikes on Free. Free has been a really good hitter this year when behind in the count, hitting 304. That's where he stands right now at one ball and two strikes. Such a good two-strike approach. One-two offering. He takes low and outside. We're even now at two balls and two strikes. That has failed him just a little bit in the last few games. He struck out 10 times in his last seven coming into today. Singled in the fourth. He's one for two. The pitch. High and outside. We're full. Back pick down to first. Not in time. Three balls, two strikes. This will be the eighth pitch to Freeman upcoming in this top of the sixth inning. Bloss shakes no at the sign. Likes the next. And Freeman calls time and steps out. Side pull side shift. He takes a deep breath. Right hander ready from the chest. Payoff home. Runner goes. Swinging a high pop up into shallow left field. Orocho coming in. Still sprinting in. And he stops, makes the catch. Side retired for the Riders in the sixth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go to the last of the sixth. It's 6-0 Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money.
and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Bottom third of the order for Corpus Christi in the sixth, leading 6-0. Jordan Brewer, a big part of that with his two-run homer in the fifth. A six-run frame for Corpus Christi. Brian Chia's first full inning. Right-hander against right-hander in the first pitch. It's on the outside corner. First pitch breaking ball. It's 0-1. G came in, faced Jaron Williams, and threw just two pitches, getting him to fly out to center. The 0-1. That one misses high, and it's one ball on one strike. 6 runs, 7 hits, and no errors for Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders 0-4-0. 1-1. Ground ball out to third on two hops. Freeman charges, picks to his left, throws onto first and gets him. One away. J.C. Correa, the batter now, who singled back in the fifth. He's 1-for-2. 6-0 Corpus Christi.
First baseman, number 10, J.C. Correa.
On this June the 4th, 2024, it's the 50th anniversary, as we look back at baseball history, of 10-cent beer night back in Cleveland, Ohio. There's the wind back in the pitch. Swinging a foul out of play to the right side. It's 0-1. It's relevant for a couple of reasons. One, it is the 50th anniversary back in 1974. In addition to that, it was the Rangers playing the, at the time, Indians. The 0-1 is high, and it's one ball and one strike. The week before, if you don't know the story, Cleveland had gone down to Texas, the 1-1. That one misses low, and it's two balls and one strike. And there had been a brawl between the two teams. Well, the Cleveland media was stoking the fire of the rematch. Here's the windback in the 2-1 pitch. That one misses inside, three balls and one strike. And so everyone was pretty riled up already going into the night. And then Cleveland decided to have their promotion of 10-cent beer night. That was only about 40 cents less than it normally would be. A strike on the outside corner, and it's three balls and two strikes to Correa. But fans are pretty wild up. There were multiple fans that went streaking onto the field and made lewd gestures towards Rangers players and managers. At the time, it was Billy Martin who was the manager for the Rangers. Here's the wind back by G and the payoff pitch on the way to Correa. Just outside, barely missing for ball four. Correa walks with one down. Ryan Wroblewski the batter now. 6-0 our score. Hooks lead it in the bottom of the sixth. Well, it all boiled over late in the game when a fan got in a fight with one of the Rangers players, and then fans spilled out onto the field, and players and fans were fighting each other. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Fouled away to the right side, and it's 0-1. Well, once they finally got everything under control, you figured, okay, we're going to try and play this baseball game. Well, in the chaos of all the fans coming out onto the field, all three bases were stolen by fans. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. Outside, it's one ball and one strike. So, the umpire called it a forfeit for Cleveland, And thus, being a forfeit, the Rangers go down in the books, winning that game 9-0. 10-cent beer night, 50 years ago. The 1-1. A bounding ball up the middle. Acosta's got it at short. Underhand flip to Rodriguez for one. Throw to first is low. And Ortiz couldn't pick it out. No double play. They get the fielder's choice, though. Bounced right in front of Ortiz, and Robleski is safe. 6-4. The throw from Acosta, instead of being to Rodriguez's chest where he could easily turn and throw, it was more to his right, so he had to reach back behind him and then twist his whole body around to try and throw, and threw it low. Tough turn. Two outs, runner at first. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Sacco Jr. Swinging a line shot to right field, right at Aaron Zavala. He makes the head-high catch. Side retired. No runs across on no hits, no errors, a runner left on. Top seven next. Riders down 6-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home, and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jake Bloss back out for the seventh inning for the first time in his Double-A career. He's gone six innings twice, and an opportunity to go seven on this really pleasant Tuesday night. If he records one out in this seventh inning, it'll also be a career high for him. Cameron Rodriguez leads it off for the Riders. 5, 6, and 7 in the Frisco order. Right-hander against right-hander. And Bloss fires. That's over for a strike. Inside corner, 0-1. Rodriguez 0-2. Ground out to short. And a pop out to third is two tricks. 0-1. Breaking ball tagged in the air. Deep down the left field line to the corner. And it's foul. Just foul to the left side of the pole. Rodriguez just missing his third homer. And it's 0-2. It had the distance, just could not get out. Rodriguez climbs back into the box. And now calls time and steps out. Rough Riders really need base runners more than anything. Try and get some runs and stack together multiple innings of multiple runs to try and climb back in this game, down 6-0. 0-2. Swinging a pop-up foul out of play to the right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. They want to win their 10th consecutive game. This winning streak within two of the franchise record back in 2021. The Rough Riders won 11 in a row. 0-2. Popped up on the right side of the infield. The catcher, Robleski, gives way, and now at the last moment he reaches out and makes a basket-style catch with the wind pushing it back towards fair territory. Able to make the grab, one away. There's Abimelech Ortiz now. Rough Riders down 6-0. If you were a big Rough Riders fan back in 2021, you might remember that wild streak with six come-from-behind wins and four walk-offs. That streak actually started here in Corpus Christi. There's the first pitch to Ortiz. He takes just a hair outside. One ball and no strikes. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. 6-0 Hooks. Top of the seventh. Bases clear. One out. What a team that was that the Rough Riders had. 1-0. A chopper up the first baseline. Right to Correa. He's got it. A barely a fair ball. He takes it to the bag and retires the Riders' first baseman. First baseman on first baseman crime there. And there are two down here in the seventh for Max Acosta. Rough Riders have had 22 major leaguers off of that 2021 club. And Jake Bloss is done. Here comes Joe Thon, manager out of the dugout, and he makes the move down to the bullpen. What a start for Jake Bloss. He goes 6 2/3 shutout innings. He has dominated the Rough Riders this season. He comes out to the standing ovation from the Hooks faithful. 6-0 Corpus. We'll introduce you to the new pitcher when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads and Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
It's the former Miami Hurricane, Alejandro Torres, who takes the mound for the Corpus Christi Hooks, replacing Jake Bloss, who went 6 2/3, really strong innings. He looked good tonight. So Torres replaces Bloss, and Bloss's line is finalized as well tonight. He goes 6 2/3 scoreless, allowing just four base runners on four hits. He struck out three, didn't walk a batter. Here's Max Acosta. Torres winds back and fires. And the right-hander misses up and into a fellow right-handed batter. It's one ball and no strikes. Torres shoulders square towards his own dugout on the third base side. He has his sign. 1-0. Swinging a hard ground ball up the middle to the second baseman, Ferreras. He picks, spins, throws under first and gets him. Side retired on just two pitches for Torres. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's time to stretch. 6-0 Corpus on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Yeah.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The last of the seventh inning. Jeremy Orocho, Zach Cole, Pascanel Ferreras, the 3-2 up. Brian Chi back out for his second full inning of work. Right-hander against the left-hander. First pitch is just outside. One ball and no strikes. Orocho, an RBI double to left field in the fifth on a ball that Daniel Mateo kept on going back on and just drifting back, and it just kept carrying over his head. The 1-0. And that's outside. Two balls and no strikes. Just ended up hitting off the warning track and bouncing up over the fence for that ground rule double. Wind back in the 2-0. Strike on the bottom of the inside corner. 2-1. When we talked about 10-cent beer night in this day in baseball history, we have one more to give you, and there's a reason behind it. It was on this date 74 years ago something important happened. 2-1 is a hard line drive on one hop in the dirt and scoots out into right field. A base hit for Jeremy Orocho. The second hit today, Zach Cole stands in. He lays a two-run single in the fifth. It was on this date back in 1950 that Ernie Banks, who one day would be known as Mr. Cub, made his debut for the Kansas City Monarchs in the Negro Leagues. Here's the stretch, and the offering home. Fouled away to the left side, it's 0-1. He was a phenomenal player, of course. The reason why it's so pertinent to the Rough Riders is because before he was a Kansas City Monarch, just the previous year, a stretch in the 0-1 pitch on the way. It's inside on Cole, and it's one ball and one strike. He was a Dallas Black Giant, where he first got his start. It's as a Dallas Black Giant, and the Rough Riders would be playing as the Dallas Black Giants, the former barnstorming Negro League team in the area, on Father's Day, June 16th. The pitch is fouled back. Ball and two strikes on Cole. That's going to be a wonderful day. In addition to Father's Day, Dallas Black Giants will have entertainment from the TBAAL 7th Annual Riverfront Jazz Festival. Here's the stretch and a look over to first. Throw that way, not in time. We'll also have Evan Carter's kids jersey giveaway for that game before the game for Kids Sunday Funday presented by Raisin Kings. If you want to get your tickets now, get them at RidersBaseball.com. Another throw over to first, not in time. Ernie Banks is certainly the most famous Dallas Black Giant, going on to have a really truly incredible Hall of Fame career. First a shortstop, then a first baseman. The pitch. Fouled away over the netting on the left side. Still one ball and two strikes. He went on to win two MVPs back-to-back. 1958 and 1959. Led the league in home runs twice. Over 500 home runs. And one of the true personalities of baseball in the 50s and 60s. 1-2. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge inside corner. Zach Cole down on strikes. First strikeout for Brian Chi in relief. One down for Pascanel Ferreras. Western Carolina product. And from the right side, 0-3 today. Initial pitch home from the right-hander. It's up and away. One ball and no strikes. Ferreras has struck out twice today and popped out. Mentioned he's from the Atlanta area. 1-0. There's a line shot to center field. Strom went back. Now comes sauntering in. Makes the chest-eye catch. Two up, two down after the leadoff single in the seventh inning, and Colin Barber, the designated hitter, stands in. Barber, one for two with an RBI single and a walk in his two trips. Pull side shift on the right side. First pitch. Swinging a line drive that sinks into right field. It's a base hit. Orocho up to second. He stops right there. Runners at first and second with two down now. Colin Barber with his second hit today. Jaron Williams bats now for the Hooks. He's one for three. Rough Riders trailing 6-0 here at the bottom of the seventh inning.
Third baseman, number 17, Jim Williams.
Couple pinwheels of the bat out towards the mound. Right-hander ready. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball off the end of the bat into left center field. Carrying slightly on Strom, but he's back and there to make the catch to retire the side. Inning over, no runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. Top of the eighth inning next, Rough Riders down 6-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Alejandro Torres back to the hill in the top of the eighth inning for Corpus Christi. It's 6-0. Rough Riders trail the Hooks.
Catcher number three, Cooper Johnson.
Cooper Johnson, Daniel Mateo, Kellen Strom, the three due up. Darkness starting to surround us here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Lights are on and taking effect. Happy you're with us on this Tuesday night. Game one of a six-game series and game eight of a 13-game road trip. There's the windback in the first pitch. Johnson watches a hair outside. One ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders swept the San Antonio Missions in seven games in San Antonio and now here in Corpus. 1-0 outside. Two balls and no strikes. Johnson, the catcher today, talking to him before the game and about this weather. It's really hot, really humid. 2-0. Swing and a miss and a high outside fastball. It's 2-1. Johnson said he likes the heat because he says you feel like you never get tight. Sometimes when you go back to the dugout and you're not hitting, 2-1. Swing and a foul off Wroblewski, the catcher, and it's 2-2. He said sometimes you can start to tighten up a little bit. And not when it's this hot, you don't. He said the one thing he really doesn't like, though, is how much you sweat and how many fluids you have to drink to replenish. 2-2. Swing and a miss off the outside corner for strike three. Torres strikes out Johnson. One away, and here's Daniel Mateo. 6-0. Hooks lead it over the Riders in the top of the eighth. Johnson says the good thing is you don't ever really have to worry about stretching and staying loose in between innings. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And as if catchers don't have a hard enough job either. Both he and Liam Hicks and Scott Capers, who's Rough Riders bullpen catcher right now, the 0-1. Grounded foul at the third baseline, it's 0-2. All three of them were catching bullpens before the game today. And Johnson has to go catch in addition to that. Oh, just a really hard, grueling thing the minor leagues provides, and being a catcher is hard enough to begin with, but even harder when you're out there sweating all day pregame. The 0-2 got him looking at the bottom of the zone for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Torres. Two down in the eighth inning now. Strom in the top of the order due up. He's 1-for-3 today. Riders down 6-0. Strom, right-handed batter. The pitch. That catches the outside corner. Called strike. It's 0-1. And time called. Strom steps out. His single was to center field in the sixth inning at 109 miles an hour exit velocity. One of the best we've seen this year from Kellen, and the pitch is outside. It's 1-1. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled at the plate. 1-2. Torres, as mentioned, a Miami Hurricane. He began his career in college at Florida International back in 2020. Signed as a non-drafted free agent last year after the draft. 1-2. Fouled back. Still 1-2. Began this season with High A Asheville. And has made his way up to Double A. Debuting with the Hooks just after the Rough Riders left the following week. 1.54 ERA at High A. 1-2. Low and away. It's 2-2. But in Double A, a 6 ERA across 6 games. Two two. In the air, right side, and foul out of play. Still 2-2. Rough Riders have managed just 4 hits on the offensive side tonight. 1 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the fourth, and 1 in the sixth. Right-hander has his sign. He winds back in the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Fastball up. Strike three, and Torres strikes out the side in the eighth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. It's 6-0 Corpus to the last of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Saturday, June 15th. See you at Bark in the Park Saturday, June 15th. First pitch at 7:05. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom of the eighth inning, Brian Chee back out there for the Rough Riders for his third full inning in relief. He deals home. It's outside to Jordan Brewer, one ball and no strike. So a good chance for Chee to finish out this game in terms of relief and spell the Rough Riders bullpen. He fires. Brewer fouls it back. It's one ball and one strike. If you're just joining us, it's 6-0 Corpus Christi. The Rough Riders allowing all six runs to Corpus in the fifth inning. Jordan Brewer started the scoring with a two-run homer. The 1-1 to him. Swinging a drive down the left field line. Mateo turning, looking, gone. Miles an hour off the bat. 359 feet. A pellet shot out of the left field berm. Jordan Brewer with his second home run of the game. It's now 7-0 Hooks. There's J.C. Correa. She winds and fires. Fouled back, 0-1. Jordan Brewer with a multi-home run game in game one of this series. The pitch. Ground ball to the left side. Acosta's got it at short. Long throw across the diamond, not in time. Infield single for Correa. Homer and a single start things off. Ryan Robleski, the batter now. Jordan Brewer came into this game with just one home run of the season, and he's hit two tonight. The pitch. Robleski fouls it off behind the plate. And it's 0-1. It's Brewer's second multi-home run game of his career. His first since April 17, 2022. It was with Asheville. 0-1. Bounces in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. So it's 7-0 Hooks in this bottom of the eighth inning. Ortiz not holding Correa on at first. G rocks in. Swinging a fly ball into center field. This one pushing Strom back. He's still going, just shy of the warning track. He's there to make the grab. And slings it back in. So one down in the eighth inning. Top of the order now in Tommy Sacco Jr. 7-0. Hooks lead the Rough Riders.
Hooks up for four, Tommy Sacco Jr.
She readies, she fires. Misses outside with a changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. Seven runs on 11 hits for Corpus Christi. No runs on four hits for the Rough Riders. 1-0. A line drive in a right center field. Hanging up in the air, Zavala cutting over, makes the catch. Line out to right. Two outs in the eighth inning. Jeremy Orocho bats. 2-for-4 today with a single in the seventh and an RBI double in the fifth. Not quite the 8-for-8 that he had over the last couple games, but 2-for-4 day, he'll certainly take that. The pitch. Punched in the air, foul down the left side. It's 0-1. She still has the long leash to finish out this inning. There's nobody warming in the Rough Riders bullpen beyond the right field wall. One pitch from Chido Orocho. Low. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders and Hooks will play tomorrow in game two of this series at 6:35, just like this one tonight. Brian Garcia gets the ball for the Rough Riders. 1-1 pitch. Misses low. Two balls, one strike. If you like pitcher wins, he's won three consecutive games. 4-2 with a 4.46 ERA. Aaron Brown gets the ball on the other side for the Hooks. 1-2 with a 4.04 ERA. 2-1. That's outside. Three balls and one strike. Now to Orocho. Make sure you tune in pregame. We'll have part two of our interview with Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble. Really good chat with him about Emiliano Teodo especially. 3-1. And chopper up the first baseline. She off the hill. He's got it. Underhand flip to Ortiz is in time to retire the side. Inning over. But a run comes across on two hits. No errors. A runner left on. Jordan Brewer with his second homer of the game. And we go to the top of the ninth inning. Last up for the Rough Riders. Trailing 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
A familiar face on the mound. It's Brian DePaula making the appearance for Corpus Christi here in the ninth inning. It's the fifth time that he's faced the Rough Riders this season. He has a 1.80 ERA. Allowing just one run across his five innings with seven strikeouts, though he has walked six. He faces Liam Hicks, left on left, first pitch, strike, upper edge outside corner, it's 0-1. Liam Hicks, Aaron Zavala, Cody Freeman in the top part of the order for the Rough Riders, 2-3-4. The 0-1, low and outside, and one ball and one strike. 7-0, Corpus Christi leads it over Frisco. It's been a tough go for the Rough Riders today, coming off nine consecutive wins, but all good things must end at some point. The pitch, it's low and outside, and the count rolls to two balls and one strike on Hixie, who's 1-for-3 today with a double back in the first inning. The pitch, swinging a ground ball up the middle, the shortstop Sacco to his left. On the opposite side of the second base bag, throws on the run and gets him. There's out number one here in the top of the ninth inning. One down for Aaron Zavala. And a quick game tonight. Well paced. Rough Riders haven't been shut out since game two of the doubleheader. The pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 11-0 against Midland 2 weeks ago at home. Haven't been shut out in a nine-inning game since May 8th. The 0-1. That misses outside. It's one ball and one strike. So trying to put one last kettle on the offensive fire. 1-1. Misses outside. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders didn't get much on the offensive side today. Not a single player with multiple hits. The pitch. That dips inside. Three balls and one strike. DePaulo readies. He fires. And it's low. Ball four. Aaron Zavala working a walk. He's aboard for the first time today. 0 for 3 with a walk now. And Cody Freeman makes his way to the plate. Riders a 7-0 deficit.
Third base number one, Cody Freeman.
Freeman, right-handed batter. The pitch. That's high and outside. One ball and no strikes. As mentioned, the game two of this series will be tomorrow at 6:35. With Ryan Garcia on the mound, who's really thrown that ball well with the new changeup that he's working with. Pitches down and in. Kicks away from Robleski to his left. And Zavala takes second base in the wild pitch. Two balls and no strikes. Robleski will go chat with DePaulo. Third pitcher tonight for Corpus Christi. Ryan Blas got the start, and he was phenomenal for Corpus in his second start against the Rough Riders. He went six innings, no runs in his first start. 6 2/3, no runs in this start today. Alejandro Torres went an inning and a third, and now DePaulo. 2-0 on Freeman. Looking for his second hit of the night. A chance to put the Rough Riders on the board here with a base hit. The pitch. It's down the middle for a strike. 2-1. The Hooks went 4-for-7 with runners in scoring position. The Rough Riders just 0-for-4 in tonight's game. 2-1. Down and in. 3-1. If this score holds, it would be just the third win for Corpus head-to-head against Frisco. Frisco had come in 10-2 against Corpus Christi this season. 5-1 at home and 5-1 here. 3-1. Low for ball four. Now Freeman walks. Two aboard on back-to-back walks with one out, and here's Caber Rodriguez. Prolonging what is seems to be a foregone conclusion here tonight.
Second base number 17, Peter Rodriguez.
Crazier things have happened, though. Rodriguez 0-for-3. The pitch. He swings and grounds it through the left side. It's a base hit. Zavala getting the windmill around third. He comes in to score with no throw, and the Riders will not be shut out tonight. RBI single for Caber Rodriguez. Freeman up to second base. They trail 7-1. Now Bimelec Ortiz. Ortiz is 0-for-3, and he could change things significantly with one swing. First pitch is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Still just one out. 0-1 pitch. That misses low, and it's one ball and one strike. Chance for the Rough Riders to end on some positive notes. It's Tuesday night. 1-1. So we're going to pop up back behind home. It's over our heads and foul. One ball and two strikes. One run on five hits for the Rough Riders now. Stretch in the 1-2. Way high to the backstop. And both runners move up. Second wild pitch of the inning for DePaula. Two balls, two strikes. Caber Rodriguez with an RBI single. He came in hitting .400 with runners in scoring position. He just adds on to that. He popped up with a runner at second back in the fourth, but that single there added the numbers. He leads from second, Freeman from third, the 2-2. Swinging a line drive foul down the right side. Still two balls, two strikes on Ortiz. Pull side shift on the infield. 2-2. Swinging a line drive right to first. Correa makes the catch guarding the line. Two away, and here's Max Acosta, the final hope for the Rough Riders.
Shortstop number 11, Max Acosta.
Acosta, right-handed batter. DePaula from the left side. He deals. Swinging a fly ball, hit well into center field. Cole going back. He's at the warning track. He reaches up, makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Riders drop the opener to the Corpus Christi Hooks, 7-1, and they end their 9-game winning streak. What a streak it was, though, for the Rough Riders. And they'll try to come back tomorrow and get back up on their winning side of things. We'll give you the numbers in the postgame show and more. We come back to the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome you back to Whataburger Field. The Rough Riders fall by a final score of 7-1 to the Corpus Christi Hooks in the opener of this series. Final lines, Hooks with 7 runs and 11 hits and no errors. They stranded 7 on the base pass. The Rough Riders just one run on 5 hits and no errors. They stranded 6 on the base pass. Going just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position tonight. The Hooks, they took advantage going 4-for-7 with runners in scoring position, including a couple homers from Jordan Brewer, and that was mostly the difference tonight. Frisco had been so good on the pitching side of things, and Josh Steven was fantastic through his first 4 innings, but things fell apart in the 5th, allowing all 6 runs against him in that inning, and he picks up the loss tonight. Going 4 2/3, allowing 6 runs all earned on 7 hits. He struck out 6 and walked 3. For the Hooks, Ryan Bloss with the well-deserved victory in this game today. 6 2/3 scoreless innings on the mound, allowing just 4 hits, striking out 3, and not walking a batter. Really good pitching from the Hooks today. outside of Brian DePaula in the ninth inning as the Rough Riders stranded a pair in that ninth and pushed across their lone run of the ball game. We'll break it down a little bit more when we come back, tell you what to expect for the ball game tomorrow, and in addition to that, tell you how the Rangers did tonight against the Detroit Tigers at home and set things up the rest of the way. More postgame coverage coming up next. Rough Riders fall 7-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back into Corpus Christi one final time. The Rough Riders fall 7-1 tonight to the Corpus Christi Hooks, and they snap their nine-game winning streak in this opener of the series. Let's get you through some scores. First at the big league level for the Texas Rangers, they are trailing 3-0 to the Detroit Tigers right now in the bottom of the seventh. The Rangers scored just one run yesterday on a Marcus Semien leadoff homer, so not able to get that offense going against the surprising Detroit Tigers, who are 30-30 coming in to this ball game. Jack Flaherty was fantastic in his start, allowing just two hits in five scoreless innings, and they are currently in the bullpen with Alex Fiedo, the first man out. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning there in Arlington. As for the rest of the Rangers affiliates, AAA Round Rock in action against Oklahoma City. That game's in delay in the bottom half of the first inning, so still waiting for that one to pass with some rain out in Oklahoma City, just a little bit north of here. Actually, a lot of it north of here. In the high A level, Hickory, they win over Greenville, the Red Sox affiliate, 5-3, while Salem and Down East in a battle right now in the bottom of the ninth inning, tied at 5 apiece. Salem also a Red Sox affiliate out there in Salem, Virginia. In terms of the Texas League, the Rough Riders certainly will keep an eye on Midland as we go forward. The Rough Riders hoping that Midland loses as many games as possible as they make a chase for the playoffs in the first half. And Frisco came in with a four-game lead on the Rockhounds coming into this one. It is currently a 7-6 game. Midland leads San Antonio in the bottom half of the seventh inning. So if they win with the Rough Riders' loss, they can gain a game and be just three back of the Rough Riders. As we're coming up at the end of the first half of play, we have just 17 games remaining now, and 16 after this one tonight. Springfield and Arkansas starting a series today. Arkansas a 3-1 win over Springfield. And a 3-2 lead right now for Amarillo in the top of the seventh over Tulsa. Wichita at Northwest Arkansas. It's the Naturals up 6-1 that game in the top of the seventh as well. As for the Rough Riders, they'll take on Corpus Christi for Game 2 of this series tomorrow at 6:35. Ryan Garcia takes the ball for the Riders, 4-2 with a 4.46 ERA. Aaron Brown gets the ball for the Hooks tomorrow. He's 1-2 with a 4.04 earned run average. So should be a good pitching matchup between those two, as the Rough Riders and Hooks will duke it out again for the second time in this series and the 14th time this season. That's going to do it for us in the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this possible on what was a really nice day for baseball, but it turned out to be a sour one for the Rough Riders as they snap their 9-game winning streak. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 for the pregame show and 6:35 for the first pitch. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!